USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no one should be playing politics with the coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
Briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. Speaking at a virtual town hall at the Pentagon, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley has a warning for countries who may try to take advantage of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
And I wouldn't want any mixed messages going out there to any adversaries that think they can take advantage of an opportunity, if you will, at a time of crisis. That would be a terrible and tragic mistake if they thought that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're reaching deep into their reserves to call up additional medical professionals to help with the coronavirus pandemic.
We're recently given presidential authority to call up the reserves. I exercised that authority, so we are now reaching deep into our reserves across all the services to find doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals that we can call up and are calling up.
Esper speaking at a virtual town hall. Despite coronavirus, astronauts blast off to International Space Station. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts are now on their way to the International Space Station. American Chris Cassidy and his Russian counterparts blasted off early this morning from Kazakhstan. The coronavirus pandemic did keep the media and family members away from the site as the trio was leaving so as to keep up social distancing requirements.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Sierra and Russell Wilson are stepping up in the fight against COVID-19. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback and his Grammy Award-winning wife are donating millions of meals to those in need with help of the nonprofit Feeding America. They appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to talk about their motivation.
You know, when you think about it, at the core of it all, two of the greatest necessities and essentials are food and shelter. So it was really great for us to be able to, we really wanted to focus on those needs. And the immediate needs, you know, if you don't have food, how can you really go on with your days or start your days?
New coronavirus hotspots are hitting the map. And USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
There are new concerns about a COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia from the White House response team. Vice President Mike Pence addressed that.
I spoke today to Governor Tom Wolf, and as we begin to see early trend lines in Philadelphia, I assured him that we were going to continue to flow resources and support to that community.
Washington, D.C. and Baltimore were also singled out as potential hotspots. President Trump said he's optimistic that the nation will reopen for business, but he said there's a lot to consider.
I think we will be sooner rather than later, but we'll be sitting down with the professionals, we'll be sitting down with many different people and making a determination, and those meetings will start taking place fairly soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.